Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Gator with you today on the Carson Anderson program. Kang joining us as well. Kenny working the phones. Doug is off through Christmas here. But we're going to start the show a little differently today. We're going to talk to the quarterback right away. Jared, thanks again, as always, for taking time out and talking with us on a short week nonetheless. That's got to be very difficult for a player to have to deal with a short week, and you guys have to do it multiple times this season. How difficult is that?
Yeah, there's challenges certainly to it, but you know, we're not the only team doing it. Minnesota's doing it too, and but yeah, after the Thanksgiving and then soon after having this one, it's hard, but it's the hand we're dealt, and we got to deal with it.
With regards to what's happened with this team in the last couple of weeks, what has to happen for the running game to get back on track? Obviously, there's execution, but what does it mean exactly? Is it sustaining blocks? Is it knowing assignments? What's been the biggest impediment to getting the run game going?
You know, I think it's just that. I think it's execution. I think it's making sure we're targeted right, executing you know, what we need to do up front, and then being on track at running back and doing a good job there. And it's everyone together. I'm a part of it as well, making sure everyone's on the same page and going forward.
Our producer Kang is with us this week in place of Doug. He's got some questions for us as well.
Yeah, Jerry, you spoke of the run game getting going, and how much, I know you have a certain game plan going into each game, like versus the opponent, what you want to do, but how much does that change when you can't get a positive run right off the bat? If you're starting with no yards gained or a negative play, how much does that change the game plan throughout the game for you guys?
You're asking if one run is negative?
Well, not like the first run of the drive or something like that. You know, how does that change the rest of the drive, or I guess the rest of the calls or things like that? Because I know you guys have a certain, like, you know, game plan that you want to implement, but does that change it at all, or is it just you kind of go with the flow?
I don't think if one run is negative to start a drive, I don't think that changes much.
Did it change this week because there was really, I think you had two real positive runs and then 10 that just weren't going anywhere? Was there a point where you said, it's not going to happen, where you're going to have to throw the football?
Yeah, I think so. I think that certainly happened in the second half where we decided we're just going to have to throw it.
Sam Laporta, Brock Wright, they go down. Firkser and Zylstra step up. What can you tell us about these guys? Look like they did a real nice job out there. And how different are they as players and personalities from both Sam and Brock?
Yeah, you know, they're obviously much different personalities, different people and whatnot, but they are different players too. I thought Firkser did a great job, man, and Shane as well. Shane's been around here for a long time, so I'm familiar with him, but Firkser's was here, you know, a couple years ago, and now he's come back, and I thought he did a good job on two of those catches and on the backside of those routes, and he might have had another one in a two-minute drill later on the sideline. So, yeah, he did a good job stepping up. He's smart. He's savvy. And he was a good spot a couple times.
I know the mentality and the culture is always no excuses, always next man up, but, you know, Gator just brought it up. We're talking about guys that, you know, great to see this guy step up or this other player step up that we weren't expecting to see. You know, do you ever have a moment where you're just at home taking out the garbage or sitting in the car with all these injuries piling up one after the other and just go, God, why us? Why does this keep happening, man? Because I know Lions fans feel that way. Do you ever have that moment or you just, it is what it is and you just try to move on?
Yeah, you know, if you do, I think it's very brief, you know, because it's our job, man. We're tasked with what we're given, you know. It's not, there is no time to woe is me or oh, if this would happen, you know, there is no time. You got to move forward, and as a leader, you know, you have to be really short memory and find solutions, not talk about problems. I think that's a big thing, is how can we be solution oriented at all times, and those things, like you mentioned, injuries and whatnot, those are problems. Those aren't solutions, so focus on the solution.
So you don't have a one-way conversation with your daughter or your dog about the way things are going? That's not part of it.
I don't. No.
Fair enough.
No, they don't quite understand yet.
No, and I think maybe that's the point, is it's a one-way. All right, then you walk away and say, good talk, you know, pat the dog on the head,
right.
Kiss the dog.
Maybe I should try that. No. I try not to put any of that on them.
You've had lots of different offensive line combinations this season. What's the most challenging part of working with new guys up front, and specifically you had to work with so many centers this year? What's been the biggest challenge?
Just the communication at times. You know, it's just there's something to it when you have a guy for a long time and throughout a season to where you're kind of able to, you know, unspoken communication that happens, you know, that they're able to get on the same page with each other. So then when there's a new guy, you kind of have to try to speed that process up and or just over communicate verbally and make sure everybody's on the same page.
Obviously the end of the game was kind of crazy. The two offensive pass interference calls. What were you hearing from the refs? Did you know what they were discussing from your perspective, and had you ever seen anything like that before?
I hadn't been a part of anything like that. No. I know the first one, they just threw the flag. The second one, they were discussing what actually the result of the play was before. I don't know why they had to do that, because OPI, the game's over anyways. I think that's where a lot of the confusion came in.
So, like, here, you know, Lions fans have always felt like they've got the short end of the stick. And you've been here 5 years now. You know the phrase, Detroit versus everybody. Do you feel that you've been here 5 years now? Does this seem like it happens to Detroit more than other teams or not? I mean, Nate Burleson was just on a show yesterday. He said that he didn't believe it till he got here, and then the whole Calvin Johnson thing happened when he was here. We know about the Dan Skipper thing. Like, do you feel that, or is it just this is just football, and we're so close to it that we feel like we're getting screwed more than other teams?
Yeah, you know, I do think things like that happen all over the league. You know, it really does. I mean, you think about Thursday night last week, that weird two-point conversion. That was a weird scenario there, and that just happened a few days ago. So I think we are just so close to it. I refuse to believe that we are at any deficit more than any other team. You know, we dug ourselves in that hole the other day, and, you know, shouldn't have to rely on the officials to make things right there at the end. I think, you know, the first penalty is the one that, you know, is the one that bothers me more. The second one is a little bit different.
When you're that close to a conversation at the end of the game and the officials are gathered together, and it's several times that official kind of like brushes you away, says get back, at what point does he get forceful enough where you're like, okay, I better walk away?
I don't know if it ever gets physical. You know, they're pretty easy. All I'm looking for is an explanation typically when we're standing there talking, and sometimes they don't have one because they don't know yet, so they're working through that, and usually they give us an explanation. Sometimes they don't. That's when things get really messy.
DK Metcalf got suspended for 2 games for having a confrontation with a fan. Have you ever had a confrontation with a fan on the road?
No.
And have you found it? Where do you find it to be most hostile to play as a Detroit Lion? Where maybe you see it with, if it's not you, maybe you hear it from the fans, and your teammates may say something back. Or where does it get that way? I know you're playing in Minnesota this week. I got it right this time. This time you're in Minnesota this week. I don't know if that's a hostile environment necessarily, but where is it the toughest?
Yeah, you know, Minnesota, it's very loud. I don't know if their people are necessarily mean to us. It is very loud, and they know how to get into the game, and they make it hard. You know, I don't know. I mean, Seattle's loud. Seattle's fun. Philly's loud. They're kind of mean. I don't know. It's, you know, I really don't listen to much of it, and it kind of, you know, goes away if you start taking a lead. But yeah, if you let them win, then yeah, they're gonna talk to you.
Well, speaking of Minnesota, is that Vikings horn annoying or cool from a player perspective?
Yeah, it's a little bit annoying. Yeah,
right. It means they're doing annoying. Good, I guess. Right?
Yeah, you don't want to hear that horn.
Yeah, no, it means they're doing good. Yeah, you don't want to hear it, but it is fun, dude. I really like playing there, and I think the energy there is fun.
How do you treat the last two games of the season? Is it similar to the end of 2022 and preparing for that epic game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Game that you guys had in Green Bay?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, that game, we didn't know what the scenario was, similar to how we are now, where there's still, you know, things that can happen that can help us, and we can win, and that can help us as well. So yeah, we it is similar in some ways, but hopefully it ends with us getting in the playoffs, and we got to win this first one first.
So from my perspective, just watching you guys every week, not knowing, you know, the football expertise you guys do and everything like that, but the last 2 months, it looks different. It feels different. It seems like something's off. Like your guys' usual flow is there, isn't there? Am I crazy? Is something off compared to the last 2 years? Do you feel it too? Or is it just an execution thing? Or is there something else that, you know, you can't put in, you know, you can't, unless you're there, you don't know. You can't put it into words maybe?
Yeah, you know, to be specific on the last 2 months, I don't know if I can give you a good answer there. I think the last two games, I can give you a good answer. You know, We stalled out at certain times. We did move the ball well at certain times, and then throughout the game there was series where we stalled out. I mean, the third quarter of the last two games were not good for us, and you know, there's different scenarios where you wish, you know, would do things differently, do this differently, but bottom line is we didn't execute in certain scenarios, and moving the football throughout the whole game was not great. It was good at certain points, but it wasn't great the whole game. Now I rewind 3 weeks ago to Dallas. I thought we did move the ball really well the whole game. So I don't know if I can generalize over 2 months, you know.
You got the guys on the offensive line golf carts as Christmas presents. What went into that decision, and do you still get the rest of the offense something as well?
Yeah. You know, I've it's always hard every year. You're trying to get them something new, something that they don't have. And that's always the challenge, honestly. But yeah, I came up with this idea to do the golf carts, and it was awesome. You know, they loved them. You could see the smiles on their faces. It was really cool. And yeah, I do try to take care of a lot of the guys in that room, certainly, and then in my own room and throughout the building.
So I saw the exchange, if you will, on a video and over the practice facility, and the guys were ecstatic about it. What happens afterwards, though? Now they got the golf cart. it's not like they're going to drive them home from Allen Park. I mean, what was the next step? Did they have to rent a bunch of vans or something or trucks to get them out of there?
No, they're all going to drive them on the freeway home. No, they gotta get them shipped home. Yeah, they'll get them shipped to wherever they need to go and take them from there.
Did you get a chance to watch Philip Rivers last night? 44 years old, 5 years removed from the league. Is that something that you could possibly see yourself doing down the road? I know it's far down the road, but I mean, you do have dad strength now. He's got grandpa strength though, so I wonder if your dad strength has kicked in yet. You know.
Yeah, dad strength I think has kicked in for me. He's 44. You said I'm 31.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've played, this will be my 10th year. That'll be another 13 years from now. So I don't know, man. I can't make that call right now, but it's pretty impressive what he's doing and, kind of cool to see it happening.
Do you have a Philip Rivers story from your playing career?
I don't, you know, I played against him a couple of times, but, no, we didn't chat much.
Lastly, Jared, how does this trip to Minnesota affect Christmas with the Goffs? Cause you guys are playing obviously on Christmas Day.
Yeah, well, certainly. Yeah, we don't get to celebrate it the same way. Our daughter is not quite old enough to know either what Christmas is or what day it's on. So we can kind of fib and do it on the 26th is probably what our plan is.
Nice job. Well, best of luck to you on Thursday, and hopefully you guys can take care of business and maybe get some help, and we'll extend this season. But for right now, let's get it done Thursday.
Yep, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Jared. Jared Goff. Quarterback joining us as he does each and every week. More to come here on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.